The animal groom. Striped woods, stirred berries, and spatula collapsing into forehead light. This was my contemplation, interrupted by the bear. The bear, bouldering into my cabin as I stirred dried berries at the stove. Standing on my hind legs, stirring when the bear entered, a wall of fur standing on his hind legs. I was married to this bear. And so my husband entered with his bearskin cloak thrown over his eyes as his forehead touched mine, and the forehead of the bearskin touched mine, and I saw him for the first time. His forehead shined a flashlight into mine, luminous even though I was shy and looking at the spatula. The bear in his bearskin made the cabin collapse, and I was married in his hair. Then an arm, a spatula, reaching through me to the cabin window where the striped woods collapsed and left me without a bearskin of my own. I wore a striped mattress. The woods were filled with them. The bear said, "You call that a parka?" The bear said, "Let's strip this mattress down to particles and contemplate that." "Let's contemplate," said the bear, "the idea of the mattress in its smallest form." And beyond that, the bear said, let's imagine that the mattress contemplators and the mattress itself are empty. Let's imagine our imagining is empty. Are you going to eat that? Said the bear. Because if you're not, I'd love to have it. Then what would there be? No mattress, no bear, no idea of mattress, no idea of bear. No bear interrupting with his stomach growling and reaching for the spatula. There'd only be luminosity, said my husband, the flashlight in my head.